Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, today is going to be an open mic day. My guest, who was scheduled, is ill. Beth was not able to make it today, so we will be booking her again on another show. Things like this happen, so we're just moving forward, and telephone lines are going to be open for the entire hour. So if you want to be in touch with me at any time during the hour, just buzz me at 888-627-6008. Again, my guest is ill, and so we are going to be having the open mic. So give me a buzz again if you want to chat. I wanted to start off with some interesting items. I've come across so many different points of material and information that I'll be able to share with you today. I'll have a recipe for you. I'm going to share with you a story about miracles, and also we'll be talking about a little bit of history and how to know your rights when you fly, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So just know that this hour is going to be packed with a lot of different information that you may find useful. I wanted to start off with a story that was told to Bernie Siegel. This is a physician that has dedicated his life to being able to show people that they have not just hope, but they have options to work with. When you're a doctor, you see all kinds of things that sometimes can just tear your heart up. If you're a conscientious physician, you'll realize that you're limited, and lots of times you may have methodologies that you want to use. But any good physician, at least the ones that I've known, have always said, I'm not the healer, I'm the technician. And the healing is nature, God, whatever you want to call it. And this is something that Bernie, as a physician, has found that it's been something very significant to be aware of. This is a man who really didn't have a lot of faith in anything that had to do with outside of the established medical protocol. And as his life went on, he learned that there were many, many things that he needed to come to understand. And as a physician, not only is he known for his compassion, but he believes that within each of us, there is that phenomenal component for healing, for wellness. You just have no idea the power that you have within yourself. And this is a quote that is done by Walt Whitman. Why, who makes much of miracles? As to me, I know nothing else but miracles. To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Every square yard of the surface of the earth is spread with the same. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. That was written by Walt Whitman, who is one of the most beloved poets in American history. And he seemed to have that touch with his writing that would transport you to another place of thinking. Well, one of the stories that was told to Bernie Siegel was by Bob Elal, and it was titled Keeping the Tigers in Their Cages. And I think one of the reasons I wanted to share this story with you is that we just recently had a friend that passed away who had had a tremendous battle with cancer. And we would share with her anything and everything we came across. And it was very hard for her to break away from certain types of thinking and certain protocols. And this man, Bob, was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma cancer in 1991. And he was told to just go home, make out a will. He only had about 6 months to live. And at the time that this happened to him, he was 32 years of age. He had two baby sons. He and his ex-wife had just built a huge house on a lake. He had everything to live for. And his statement was, death was not in his plans. He decided, when this verdict was given to him, that he was going to live to see his sons grow up into men. He was going to beat his disease, not just for them, but for himself as well. So he decided to do some research. And he researched everything he could about patients who had survived terminal illness. And he said he found absolutely a common thread. What was that? Two things: meditation and visualization. Those that survived the terminal illness used the mind-body connection and worked with bolstering their immune systems. And he was a big fan of Dr. Bernie Siegel, because Dr. Siegel said your mind is that factor that controls all the cellular activity that goes on in your body. So he had to, or he didn't have to, he chose to go through the treatment with chemotherapy, and he purposefully meditated and visualized 5 or 6 times a day. Now, 6 months later, when they tested him, no cancer. He thought he was cured. A year later, the cancer came back. His physicians recommended a stem cell transplant. It's very, very risky. It has a very high mortality rate. However, he said, I decided to do it. I kept up my meditation. No cancer. Cancer disappeared. He said, you'd think by that time that would be the end of the story. However, that wasn't the case. A year later, his cancer came back. And the oncologist recommended another stem cell transplant. And they also said he would have to subject himself, if he did that, to chemotherapy again. And the doctor said, in our estimation, you have a 20% chance of survival. Now, can you imagine someone making that kind of a statement to you? Even though we can do these things, you've got 20% of a chance. Well, he decided that he was going to do it, but he wanted to do something else first. He decided to go deeper into the mind-body connection, and he got involved with Qigong. And he worked with Chinese internal energy exercises, and he studied under a Kung Fu master. And specifically, he did the standing post meditation. Now, in the standing post meditation, he had to hold a particular posture. He had to focus on deep abdominal breathing and meditating for an hour. Now, that is incredible discipline. That is just absolutely phenomenal discipline. And what he did this exercise for hundreds of hours before he did his transplant. So this was over a series of months. And he said it paid off. He came out of the stem cell therapy, and the doctors couldn't believe it. And he said they felt he should have been extremely ill because he had had another one previously. But again, he was cancer-free. So he said, he made a big mistake. He stopped his Qigong training. He said to himself, gee whiz, I'm cured. I don't need this discipline anymore. Well, his oncologists just were stunned. How many patients are you going to have that had every kind of chemo, and they had gone through all kinds of stuff, and they survived, the cancer disappeared completely, yet this had been done 3 times. And he, you know, it was the lymphoma. So they said, okay, we're going to give you another round of chemo. And he went back to practicing his Qigong for an hour, twice a day. In 1 month, all of his pain was gone, and so was the cancer. Now, that happened over 14 years ago. And he's been cancer-free ever since. His son, Jeff, is in his early 20s, and was in special forces on duty there in the Middle East. And he has a younger son, just turned 20, that has finished the Institute of Art at New England. And he said, I've kept my promise and I'm going to be around. But he says, I still practice Qigong every day to keep the tigers in their cages. And this is what he said. He said, I believe daily practice has somehow helped my immune system keep the cancer at bay, or perhaps helped eliminate it. It also helped me mentally and emotionally. No one walks away from the high-dose chemo of 2 bone marrow transplants without damage. Daily meditative practice has helped me deal with the pain to my psyche, as well as the horrendous damage the cancer inflicted to my skeleton. Keeping the tigers in their cages. Qigong. This, to me, was a wonderful story. And he said, when you can lose everything, including your life, it enables you to think about what your priorities are. But this man's story is one of thousands where people have said, I must take charge. What do I do for me so that I can help myself? And, you know, this is something that I think is so special because it enables us to see that we have chance, we have opportunity. This is important. This man went through this stuff 4 times. A lot of people wouldn't make it. But he decided he was going to utilize a tool, and it required discipline. And he was willing to do that, taking his mind and putting it in the right place. And let's face it, when you're sick, that's not easy. But, you know, those same principles can be applied to just about anything in life. And I don't know why the word discipline has, as the big D, has become so distasteful for so many individuals. It's as if this is a bad thing. No, it isn't. I've never met anyone who is accomplished that has not had to have discipline. And it empowers you. It doesn't disengage you from what you really need to be focused on. It empowers you to keep that focus. And that is absolutely imperative. Donna Siebel here. This is an open mic day. Give me a call. My guest is ill. We are going to be rescheduling her at another time. Telephone number to call into if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight is 888-627-6008. By the way, if you want to know more about Dr. Siegel's stories, check out A Book of Miracles. These are stories of his patients that he's worked with. I have this wonderful poem. Boy, Barbara Trenton really got it down. There's nothing at all like stuffed bacon in the kitchen when it's cold and just brisk outside, and maybe you're getting below zero. A lot of you in the northern part of the U.S., you are having cold temperatures like we are here in the Pacific Northwest. And this is what Barbara said. She said, a plate of cookies fresh from the oven, a cup of cocoa as the day wanes. These are the little treasures that sweeten winter. Couldn't agree more. You know what I love? I love the smell of freshly baked bread. Oh, you know, when you have homemade rolls or anything like that, wow, it just smells so good. It just feels cozy. It's like having stews and other things. It's just that feeling. And I think some people, maybe it doesn't make that much of a difference to, but boy, I know it does with me. I can remember as a kid growing up and being around Italian households, and food was very, very important in Italian homes. And when I was a little girl and growing up and visiting different relatives and persons that my dad knew, because my dad was from Italy, the one thing that was the focus was good food. And everybody would sit around the table, and of course you had the spaghetti sauces simmering, and you had the wonderful smells of oregano and basil and garlic and onions cooking along with whatever was going on. And it was just wonderful. And I think that's something that gives you a sense of security, gives you a sense of of a richness in life. Good food is important. I've got some a recipe to share with you later. For those of you that are going to be doing traveling, and if you're like me on business, you travel. Sometimes you have family situations that come up. There's various situations that you really want to fly, which I think is one of the best ways to go. There is a Bill of Rights that will be taking place on January the 24th. These are enhancements to the U.S. Department of Transportation's Airline Passenger Bill of Rights, and they're going to help to reduce what they say some of the least pleasant surprises that accompany air travel. Now, these are some of the new guidelines. It requires airlines to post full fare and baggage fee information, including all ancillary taxes and fees, on their websites and advertisements, and hold reservations without payment for up to 24 hours, and to meet other passenger-friendly requirements. Now, you can go to airconsumer.dot.gov, and then follow the adoption last summer of these provisions as, well, they've made foreign carriers adhere to the same tarmac delay guidelines as domestic carriers. Now, in the European Union, apparently the carriers provide meals and accommodations to passengers whose flights are canceled, and even when bad weather is the cause. So we don't have that here in the United States, but these are some suggestions, and especially during winter, you can have all kinds of time delays. I know sometimes you're not even able to get out for 24 hours. You have to sleep in the airport. And there's, you know, Mother Nature is who she is. And I think in many ways we've become so spoiled we think we can just take off at any time and land. And people get very irritated with delays. But when you are dealing with these winter storms that come in, that's just what you're going to have to deal with. And you don't want a plane loaded with ice going up, because it may come down and not be too pleasant, thank you. So what these suggestions are, you might be able to get the last seat, on another flight by your carrier or another by skipping the airport customer service line and trying to rebook online or on the phone. And if you have a smartphone, you can even work from your smartphone. I mean, we live in an incredible time. And you might be able to get another flight. Now, if a delay is going on for a long time, you can request a meal voucher, a seat upgrade, or travel credit. Some airlines already offer these, but they're not required to do so by law. But they like to keep the customers happy. And then also, you might want to consider getting a day pass to an airline club or an independent lounge. Now, sometimes they cost between $20 and $50, but there's usually snacks there, and you can find a comfortable seat. And they have a lot of other services. So if you have something like this handy that you can use if there is a flight delay, that can be very useful. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you because being a person that does traveling and having sat in airports for hours and hours and hours between flights because of weather delays or something or another comes up, those are just a few little tips for you. I wanted to share also, by the way, this is an open mic hour. My guest, Beth, we are going to be rescheduling her for another show because she has been ill. But if you want to call in and chat with me, the number to call in to is 888-627-6008. Someone sent me this information, and I thought it was really fascinating. And it's not a joke. It really is a true story. It's about the Goldberg brothers. Now, depending on your age, you may or may not remember a time when automobiles did not have air conditioning. So this is something that when it was invented and finally was implemented, everybody loved it because it just made traveling a lot more comfortable. If you didn't have an air conditioner in your car and you were going through the southern area of the United States, then by golly, you would have to travel in the early hours of the morning and stop by noon because you'd be so hot your vehicle would give you all kinds of problems, and you'd be just miserable driving in desert heat. Well, there were four brothers. They were called the Goldberg brothers. They were inventors of the automobile air conditioner, and their names were Lowell, Norman, Hiram, and Max. And they got the first one out, and on July 17th, 1946, in Detroit, the temperature was 97 degrees. On this day, they walked into Henry Ford's office, all four of them, and managed to sweet-talk the secretary into telling Mr. Ford that four gentlemen were there with the most exciting innovation in the automobile industry since the electric starter. Well, of course, Henry Ford was just wanting to hear all about this, and he invited them into his office because he was curious. What did these four brothers have? They said, nope, not going to go into your office. You have to come out to the parking lot, and you have to come to our automobile. They asked him to get into their car, which, because it was 97 degrees in Detroit, in the car, it was about 130 degrees. Can you imagine Henry Ford getting into that car? They turn on the air conditioner, and within just minutes, the car was substantially cooler. Well, he got very excited. He invited them back to his office, where he offered them $100,000 for their patent. And they said they wouldn't, they'd settle for about $50,000 in their recognition by having a label, the Goldberg air conditioner, on the dashboard of each car in which it was installed. Now, apparently, the Goldberg brothers, well, because they were Jewish, Ford didn't want to, as the story goes, put that term Goldberg up there, or the name Goldberg. He wasn't going to do that. He had 2 million Fords that he was manufacturing. He was not going to put that on. So they argued back and forth for about 2 hours, finally agreed on $200,000. However, their first names had to be shown. So this is what happened. To this day, all Ford air conditioners show Low, L-O, abbreviated for Lowell, Norm for Norman, High for Hiram, and Max on the control. It's a true story. Fascinating, isn't it? I had no idea about the brothers that invented this. And lots of times things like this will go on, and the public don't know about the things that go on behind the scenes. But these brothers were able to make, in their minds, a very good deal. But who knew about No, Norm, High, and Max? Gives you a whole different picture, doesn't it? Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. Oh, I got information on the Chinese horoscope for 2012. I'll be sharing that with you today. Let me give you a couple of other tidbits. All of us are watching our budgets. Why? Because we're trying to get out of debt, and more than that, the economy has really been slow, so many of us are choosing to be conservative. But we all like to go out every once in a while, don't we? Well, there are places that you can check out on the internet where you can get coupons for food. You can get all kinds of special deals, and I wanted to share some of this information with you. Now, if you want coupons for restaurants, there's all kinds of them out there. Go to this website, eatdrinkdeals.com, eatdrinkdeals.com, and they also, not only will you get information about restaurants, but they've got coupons for 100 major food chains. And that includes places like one of my favorites, the Olive Garden, Pizza Hut, and independently owned restaurants. There's a website called dineoutcheap.com. Dineoutcheap.com. And they have coupons and stuff there. Now, there is a site that if you want to get cash back, there's one called idine.com, and you'll get back 15%. On your final tab at more than 10,000 participating restaurants. Now, you do have to register a credit or debit card and then use it to pay. That same card has to be used when you dine out. And once you reach $20 in rebates, there's an American Express reward card that is mailed to you. And there's another site, opentable.com, where you can earn 100 points for every restaurant reservation you make through the website. Once you rack up 2,000 points, you get a $20 restaurant gift card. And you can also do price comparison online. And one of the tips I learned years ago from a friend of mine, and that is go to the happy hour. And there are so many nice restaurants and pubs, things like this. They'll have happy hour. And you can get absolutely delicious food, not humongous portions. And sometimes, depending on where you go, they are so pleased to have you there during the happy hour. They want you to know about how good their food is at the restaurant and the drinks, that you go and you get these appetizers, and they're next to nothing. I've been in places where you could have a huge appetizer, and there were a group of us that decided to share, so everybody ordered something, and it was like $6 for the appetizer, and it was a big plate of stuff. And so when we all pitched in, we had a phenomenal meal and had good conversation at the same time, and it was under $15, depending on what you would have to drink, and that included the tip. So there are things that you can do, and going to places that have happy hours, 4 to 6 p.m., you can go to happy-hour.com and find out about restaurants in your area. It's a great thing to do, and what a neat way to save money and have good food. Now, the disadvantage is if you don't have that time flexibility, if you're not in a position to do that, then you're going to miss out on it. But who knows? There might be some happy hours on weekends. Just check out these places because they are a lot of fun to go to, and I'll tell you something else. If you want to get together, especially gals, if you gals want to get together once a month, and guys do it, but they may or may not be interested in the happy hour, but anytime you just want to get together with friends and just say, let's celebrate, try to find a location where all of you can get there pretty much at the same time and enjoy yourself. It is really a lot of fun, and it's good for the budget. I mean, it really is, and it's had to get together once a year. I just have had such wonderful experiences with that, so it is a lot of fun. Also, I've got some information on debt collecting and some other stuff, but we are going to be taking a break shortly, but not yet. So let me share this one story that I think is very, very special before we do. When tough times are tough, tough, tough for a lot of people, we seem to forget that there are a lot of very thoughtful, kind individuals in this world. And there was a woman by the name of Pat in New York, and she said she was really, really concerned because her savings was just about gone. She just was having a very, very tough time, and her home in New York was heated by oil. And she said, I needed to have more oil for winter, and I just didn't have the money. She said, I was just on overwhelm with all of my bills. And one day she got a letter in the mail. There was no return address. She opens it, and there was a $100 note inside the envelope that said, have a nice week. She said, with that anonymous gift, she was able to get the oil she needed to heat her home. She said, to this day, I still don't know who sent it, but I'm amazed that someone, I don't know who, somewhere, cared enough to look out for me. And I think sometimes we don't realize how important it is to do a kindness for someone. It can be anything from opening a door, helping somebody with their groceries, to just being aware and doing it. But this anonymous donor just said, I want you to know that I'm aware and I don't want any recognition for it. I just want to give. And that's a good thing. It really is. And I thought it was such a lovely story that I wanted to share it with you. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. Telephone lines are open. This is an open mic day. 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, Donna Sebo here. Open mic, telephone number to call in if you'd like to light, for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, Victor and I were out and about in the snow and slush because we ended up with a little bit of a mucky mess. And here in the Pacific Northwest, well, we've got snow all around us, but the temps have really been doing their unique ballet dance of low and then going up enough where the snow starts to melt and then it freezes. So it's been a very interesting day, but it is absolutely gorgeous out here. Okay, I wanted to share with you your Chinese horoscope. Let me get it out here. I got this information, and this is so much fun. You, with the Chinese horoscope, you are given an animal symbol dependent on what year you're born in. So let me give you these years, and I'll do one or two of these, and then each day I'll do a little bit more. But it is the year of the dragon, starting the 23rd of January. And the year of the dragon, now think of this. We've had so many doomsdayers that have been talking about 2012, and to me, it's never felt that way at all. And by golly, here we are in the year of the dragon with the Chinese New Year. And this, they say, is a period of great optimism and empowerment when all of the signs will buck the status quo in pursuit of their dreams. Now, that should make you feel good. Don't let anybody tell you that we cannot have good things happening in 2012. We absolutely can, but we're going to have to make conscious choices. So let's get started with the symbol for the year of the dragon. Now, for those of you born in 1928, 40, 52, 64, 76, or 88, the year 2000 and 2012, of course, you're a dragon. That's your sign. Now, you're very optimistic. You often tell yourself nothing ventured, nothing gained. You like taking risks. You have a sense of purpose and courage, and you like being gracious. You really, really do like people. And you have this energy that when you're feeling good about yourself, that just is infectious. People love to be around you. Now, what's ahead of you for this year? Creativity and going for what is really your passion. Those of you under the sign of the dragon, you need to really realize your creative side is your strength. Why? Well, the dragon was a symbol that developed. It was created out of someone's imagination. It was made into legends. So that's what you need to remember. You have all of this inventive, creative self. So maybe you're going to start your own business. Maybe you really need to be honest with yourself about what it is you love the most. And then put yourself into that venue that allows you to expand your talents. And, you know, there's a lot of famous people that were born under the sign of dragon. Sandra Bullock, Reese Witherspoon, Ryan Reynolds, and so many, many more. Now, how about another sign under Chinese horoscope? The sign of the snake. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were born in 1929, 41, 53, 65, 77, or 89, or 2001, the sign of the snake. Now, in Chinese astrology, the snake, as in East Indian culture, is considered a sign of wisdom. And they have tremendous capacity of adaptability, obviously. And the snake is considered elegant. That's right. It is seemingly ageless. And if you think about it, snakes get rid of their old skin. They get rid of their old skin, and they come out with a new one. So it's easier for you, to shed the old so that you can be stronger, bigger, more effective in what you do. Now, you have a knack with money, those of you born under the sign of the snake. And because this year is a very positive year, you're going to find that if you're willing to study, evaluate, you're going to do very well with investments. You're also going to do very well with savings plans. You are going to do well, especially in the area of money. Good negotiation skills. If you don't feel like you have them, work on them, because this is a year when you, those of you born under the sign of the snake, really have tremendous financial opportunity. So those are two of the signs of the zodiac, and I'll share more with you this week and next. I thought you would enjoy that. Also, what I wanted to do was share a recipe with you here. If you're like me, sometimes you're trying to figure out what else could you fix. You're always doing, well, if you find you fix the same thing over and over again because your schedule's so busy. And I think there are so many delicious ways to fix food. My husband used to tease me. He said, Donnie, you should have opened up a restaurant. Well, I wouldn't do well with a restaurant. I wouldn't want to be working in a restaurant day in and day out and cooking. But I really do like fixing food. And I came across a recipe that I really, really thought would be absolutely wonderful. And it's cranberry hoisin chicken and rice. Now, I don't know about you, but many times because of a busy schedule, having a one-pot meal is optimum. Don't you agree? It's really nice when you can pretty much keep everything in one container, put it in the oven or on top of the stove or maybe in a crock pot and just let it be cooking and you don't have to worry about anything. And it's beautiful when it's dished out. Well, this is a cranberry hoisin chicken and rice. And I thought it was really a good recipe, so I wanted to share it with you. Now, this is what you need. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of oil. You're going to need 8 chicken thighs. And if, you know, you've got members of family that want the chicken leg, fine. But it's with the darker meat. And you could use white meat if you wanted to. But let's start off with the dark meat, like the recipe says. It's about 3 pounds. You're going to need 3/4 teaspoon of kosher salt and 1/2 teaspoon of cracked pepper. So 3/4 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of cracked pepper. You need 2 bunches of scallions, thinly sliced, the green and the white. And you're going to need 2 tablespoons of minced garlic. And then 2 cups of uncooked jasmine rice, which is about 14 ounces. And then you need 1/4 cup of hoisin sauce, and that's spelled H-O-I-S-I-N, for those of you not familiar with it. You need 1 cup of dry red wine and 1 cup of fresh or frozen cranberries, and then 3 cups of chicken broth. Now, this is how easy this is. Your oven needs to be preheated to 375 degrees, and you need a Dutch oven with a tight-fitting lid. You want to put that over medium-high heat, add your oil. You want to make sure you get the entire bottom of the pan covered with the oil. And when it starts to get really good and hot, add your chicken. And you may have to cook it in batches. What you want to do is get your chicken nice and golden brown, and you want to season it with your salt and pepper. And it's going to take you about 8 minutes to do all of the 8 thighs. Then you want to transfer it to a plate and keep it on the side. You're going to add your scallions and your garlic to your pot. You saute stirring. It's going to take all of 1 minute. You add your rice. You saute the rice in with your garlic and onions, stirring it about 1 minute. Add your hoisin sauce. Just takes 30 seconds. That's blended. Add your wine. You simmer. You just keep stirring a little bit until the liquid is reduced by about 3/4. So that's going to be about 2 minutes of time. Toss in your cranberries, your broth. Season a little bit more with salt and pepper. Return your chicken to the casserole, bring everything to a simmer, cover it, transfer the entire pot to your oven, and you let it cook in the oven until the rice is completely done. And that takes about 30 minutes. And then before you serve it, you just leave the lid on the pot, let it rest for a good 10 minutes. The flavors will marry beautifully. Serve it with a nice salad, green vegetable, fresh bread. You've got a delicious, delicious meal. And more than that, when it's wintertime and it's cold, just tastes so good to have something, you know, flavored with the fruit of the cranberry and the hoisin sauce. It's just, I don't know, it just does something for your taste buds. Oh, and I want to share something else with you. This is a recipe, and this is for keeping colds at bay. For those of you that may have sinus problems, and you have a lot of drainage or irritation, and you just feel sort of draggy, I was given this recipe by a Korean lady who had had major health problems, and I've been trying it, and you know what? It really does work. 4 ingredients. You need 1 cup of milk. It should be whole milk or 2%, not the skim. You need to have fresh ginger, and I'd say cut a large chunk. And then you need 1 tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of sugar. She recommended brown sugar. And then onion. And if you have a large onion, take 1/4 of it. And then you cut it real fine. You can put all of these ingredients in a blender and just puree it. Put it in a pot and let it simmer on the stove at a very low heat for about 1/2 hour. And then drink it. I'm telling you, it is really good stuff. Ginger is absolutely amazing in its properties to assist with bronchial conditions, and the onion does the same thing. And I don't know why with the milk, but the sugar in the milk, and something I added on my own was a little bit of nutmeg, freshly grated nutmeg, not that that's been sitting in the cupboard, but one of those little nutmeg nuts, and you just grate it. And it really is amazing how this works. And this Korean lady said, do it for at least 7 days, and you'll see a difference. And she's correct. It really does work. So I wanted to share that with you. And, you know, it doesn't taste all that bad. I will tell you, though, that with the fresh onion, if you grate it, I grate it finely and put it in, the onion oil, the natural onion oil, is going to be in the milk, and that could leave a taste in your mouth. I know it doesn't mine. So I just have to use something like a piece of fresh lemon, and that gets it out of my mouth because I don't like the onion oil. But I wanted to share that with you because that is a safe thing to use, and dependent on the amount of sugar, it blends with the ginger, and it is awesome. It really is. It's a great way to keep you healthy, to combat colds, and keep those sinuses good and clear. So I wanted to share that with you, too. Okay, this is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. When we come back, I'm going to be sharing a real story about a woman who was able to turn her life around. It's never too late. When we come back, we will be talking about Sue and her dog, Sunny. We'll be back in just a minute.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com. To see more details, God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy
now. Hi,
this
is Donna. Quick like a bunny, I want to remind you that I am available if you want to give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. But for those of you in the state of Washington, this Saturday, two special things are going to be going on. From 5 to 6 p.m., I'm participating in a motivation marathon with Deborah Scott. I was invited to do a show with her, and she is just a doll. And if you would like to find out about this motivational marathon, there are 46 speakers from all parts of the country. You can go to motivationmarathon.com and register free to hear Deborah's show and listen to all of these wonderful people. You can even call into the shows, and all the details will be there. All right, January 21st, which is just day after tomorrow, we're going to welcome in the new year of 2012. The Ascension into Light Foundation Center is having a wonderful event where I and three other speakers will be sharing positive perspectives for this new year. I'm going to be talking about mind dynamics and giving demonstrations of mind skills. Admission is $20 per person. The time is 7 to 9 p.m. Doors will be opening at 6:30. And the location is 1222 South Weller Street in Seattle, 98144. If you want more information, call 206-356-6356. That's 206-356-6356. The next event that is really exciting to me is January the 28th. My Quantum Mind 2 class. Robert Newman and I are expanding our class. We are presenting a whole new batch of information so you can explore and discover your own unique mind talents and be aware of how you can empower prosperity and positive directioning in your professional and personal life. Now, where is this going to be? The Bridgeport Place, the same place we had the class in November. University Place is the city. The address is 5250 Bridgeport Way West. Now, the hours on the 28th are from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Lunch is being served for you, and also the fee is $59.95. We have a few spots left. If you would like to reserve a spot, call me at my office, 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. Then we've got another big event coming up. I'm coming into California. February 10th, 11th, and 12th, the Conscious Life Expo is happening in Los Angeles, California. I'm going to be involved with it. I'll be in booth number 704. It's taking place at the Airport Hilton near LAX, and you don't want to miss it if you're in the local area. It's just really dynamic. There's speakers from around the country, free presentations being given on all kinds of topics. I'm going to be speaking on Friday the 10th at 4 p.m. You can check your program for the program location. I'll also be in booth 704 giving many consultations as well as reviewing book materials from prospective authors. So check out ConsciousLifeExpo.com, and you'll see why this event is a must go to see. And by the way, I am looking for assistance at this event to help out at the booth. If you're interested, call my office, 253-582-5604. Well, Sue is a woman where her life was just totally turned upside down. How did that happen? Her husband left her. And she just, her story is really one that I think many different people have gone through in various ways. And she had for 11 years been married to this man. She had previously, before this husband left her, she was married to a very, very special person. They had two beautiful children, and he was killed in an accident at work, and it was just devastating to her. Her children were quite young. Her little boy was only 4 years of age. Her daughter was just 8. And she was fortunate. Her husband had some life insurance. But she really, again, was devastated. Who wouldn't be? So she was on her own for 5 years and took care of her children, and they were comfortable. And she was working, and she really decided she would like to have a companion in her life. She really would like to get married again. Well, as it turned out, she got a wonderful batch of flowers one day and a card from someone that said a secret admirer. Well, to make a long story short, she ends up meeting this gentleman, and they are able to hit it off, and they go together for, about a year, and they decide they're going to get married. Well, after they got married, this guy became like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He was anything but thoughtful and kind, which he had been for a year with her. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. He was draining her of the money that she had had. She was being put down by him all the time. It was verbal abuse. And he didn't want her to work. But she said, what am I going to do? And then, all of a sudden, he disappears. He didn't have any more money he could get out of her. He just walked out of her life. Well, she was devastated. She didn't know what she was going to do. Her kids had, pretty much were grown, but she was still having them at home to a degree. But she said, what am I going to do? How am I going to support myself? Well, as it turned out, she ends up walking into a dog grooming facility and asked the owner, who had actually been grooming her little dog, Sunny, for years, do you need some help? I'm looking for work. Well, the owner had known her for a long time and said, sure, I'd love to have you come to work for me. Well, she started doing this, and it just gave her a total, total sense of liberation. And her little dog became Sunny. Became her best pal. And so she was able to focus on the dog, focus on her new job. She ended up getting a divorce from her husband. And she said, with all that I've gone through, with all the disillusionment I went through, after reflecting on it all, I realized you can turn your life around if you really want to. And she said, with the help of the people around me, I've been able to develop my own business, and I've got a very rich and full life, and I don't dwell on the past anymore. It's a great story, and it's something I think should be an inspiration to all of us. Life isn't fair, and sometimes we not only have a few hiccups, but we end up sliding all the way down the mountain. Well, we have to just pick ourselves up, as the lyrics of the song express, dust ourselves off and get started all over again. And that's what Sue did. And her little dog, Sunny, enabled her to do it, and knowing that she could do it and do it well. This is Donna Sebo. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking with the daughter of the world-famous actor Gary Cooper. And I think you're going to enjoy the interview. We'll be talking to her in New York tomorrow. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.